Now, in the opening to this program, I talked about the fact that how would you feel if you had a license to run a legal business and that entailed you obviously keeping your workers safe and your clients safe, your customers safe? And what if someone opened up next door with an unregistered, unlicensed building and a business, I should say? And how would you feel about that? I think you'd think the authority should come in and close them down, wouldn't you? And what if it was that the thing you were licensed to do was to protect the health, as I say, health and safety of your customers? What if the place next door didn't take heed of any of those regulations? How would you feel? You'd be up in arms, wouldn't you? Well, maybe we need to look at the sex industry, because maybe it's happening there. Maybe it's happening next door to you. On the line is Milan Stavr... I always call you Milan. I can't pronounce your surname, Milan. Milan Stamenkovic. Hello, Milan.
Hi, Dr. Sally. How are you?
Now, you're the owner and director of the Boardroom of Melbourne. And am I right? Is this illegal brothel situation a problem?
It has been. It's been the same thing that the industry has been talking about for nearly 20 years. It's grown exponentially from when it was quoted in the year 2000 to have approximately 100 illegals to 2005, 400 plus. And today, really, there is no accurate number on how many there are, because there are so many opening up. It's almost an epidemic.
And so what we're talking about is that owning a brothel has been legal in Victoria for how long now?
It was first legalised in 1996.
Okay.
And at that stage, there were approximately 90 licences issued. And to this day, there are around about between 85 and 90 legal establishments still in the state of Victoria.
And by legal, we mean you're registered, licensed and regulated, and that means following health laws and occupational health and safety rules.
Absolutely. I would have to say that we are probably one of the most strictly controlled and regulated industries that there is. And compliance with OC health and safety, security, awards, paying awards, taxation, and as well as all the other normal costs of running a business are involved in us.
So if you think about it in the context of any other business that was in the same sort of regulatory environment that you're in, why are these illegal brothels allowed to persist?
Well, one of the things is that it's very hard for them sometimes to get a conviction, because they're mostly hidden under the guise of massage centres, and they're also reported, as in the newspapers as of late last year, karaoke bars are now providing hostesses. Yes. And so what they need to do is they need to be able to prove that the offence is actually happening. But the biggest issue for that is, between an illegal and a legal, is that in Victoria, it's illegal to provide unsafe sexual services.
So unprotected and use of condoms.
Unprotected sex, absolutely. And the problem with the illegal component is that this is not necessarily the case. And the consumer coming into an illegal then wonders why, when they come into a legal, they're told that this just can't happen.
If it's not on, it's not on.
That's exactly right. They get very confused. And I would suggest to anybody who's looking to utilise the services of any of the 10,000 odd workers that are in Victoria at any given time, that you would really want to check with the Victorian Government Consumer Affairs Business Licensing Authority to find out whether these people are licensed to actually provide this service.
And while a lot of people might say, oh, you know, but it's more fun without the protection, it can be extremely dangerous.
Look, Dr. Sally, you're as aware as I am that in some states of Australia we're seeing higher levels of reported STIs than we've ever seen before.
Mm.
And this is just a crazy situation.
It's like someone wouldn't go in and drink from a blank bottle some concoction that someone said, this is alcohol, here, drink it. You just wouldn't do that. You want to check that you're drinking what you said you were. But this is like the same sort of thing. You're going into a place and you're saying, oh, yes, I won't use protection. How do you know who that person was with last?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
And am I right, though, also, Milan, that workers who work in legal brothels have to have regular checks and they use protection? So these people in the illegal ones, there's no regulation like that.
Well, there's not. This is the thing. And that's why it's so lucrative for the illegal operators, because they don't have to administer and control the regulations that the legal industry has to abide by. And that is a common sense set of regulations.
Well, to my mind, it's a public health travesty. I mean, if we've got, because obviously it's not just the people who use these services, but it's the people who they then go and sleep with also without protection who are at risk. So, for example, if a man is going to use one of these places and that are unlicensed and have unprotected sex and then go home and have sex with their wife, that puts their wife at risk.
Absolutely, 100%. And can I say, Dr. Sully, that also in the last few years there's been an increase in the amount of couples using the services. And I will tell you now that the wives are probably the most inquisitive about health and safety. And that's an important thing.
The other thing I worry about too, Milan, is, again, with a licensed place like yours, the women who work there, and in some cases I presume there's men who work in establishments, but these people get paid an appropriate wage, covered by work cover, all of those things. I worry about the women who are working in these illegal places. I mean, could they be being exploited?
Well, there's a lot of already printed evidence in Victorian newspapers suggesting that that has been the case and is currently the case.
So is there some sort of task force looking into this? And, I mean, are the police onto it? I mean, what's the problem?
There is. The Victorian government in January 2011 established a sex industry coordination unit of Victoria Police, and they were tasked with looking at quite a number of things, as well as administering the checking of the legal component, to have a look and investigate the illegal entities and sexual slavery, sexual trafficking, etc. They've had some small successes, but it's just like most things in government, and this is a personal opinion, but I think that you find that they're underfunded and understaffed.
Milan, for people who might be listening now, how can they tell if they go into an establishment that is offering sex? How can they tell if it is a lawful, regulated service or not?
Well, the first thing is that the business will have a licence from the Victorian Government Business Licensing Authority, which is a sexual services provider's licence, and it must be shown somewhere in the reception or entry area of that business. And second of all, when they enter any of the rooms, they will see that there are signs, and in multiple languages, saying that sexual services without the provision of a condom is illegal.
Yeah.
And that's a state requirement.
And so a personal safety thing, it is stupid to go and do something like this. I would go so far as to say if you use the services of an unregulated industry sex worker, you're a bloody idiot.
I would totally agree with you there. I mean, it's common sense. You need to look after your body and the body of those around
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Milan, look, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate that sensible word. And some people may be confronted by, why are you talking to a brothel owner? That's because he is a registered, licensed businessman in this state. And I feel that we really owe it to women and to men to get rid of these illegal brothels. Milan Stamenkovic, thank you so much for your time. He's the owner and director of The Boardroom in Melbourne.